Drive on live.
Why yada? Buffalo golfer here on Live 89.5, as we've changed the words to. Because I'm joined in the studio now with one of the gurus of the island and a guru in the golf world, because at British International School Phuket, if you are there and you want to learn how to play golf and be excellent at golf, then you contact this young man here. Ollie, introduce yourself, please.
Hiya, Jason. Yeah, it's good to be here. I'm the head coach at the British International School. We're here to talk about a golf event, the Faldo Series at Laguna, which is the 11th to the 13th of November. So for all the kids to play, we can't wait to get that going. So let's have a chat about that, shall we? Obviously, Sir Nick Faldo has these tournaments. He's been doing it for more than 20 years now, all over the world. Brilliant for juniors. Rory McIlroy was one of the ex-champions, so it's, you know, it has a lot of pedigree. It gets kids playing of all ages, all the good players, all the players that want experience. We're doing something a little different this year because we've opened up a grassroots level as well. Because really, this is generally for the older kids, the better players.
So for the older kids, because we've got here, I've got the poster up, it's like age from 12 to 21, because that's quite a high age for like a junior golfer.
Yeah.
And this is going on 11th to the 13th of November. Now, it's a great course, Laguna Golf Phuket. This is where it's being held. As you said, Sir Nick Faldo, I met him when he came down to when the relaunch, the redesigning of the Laguna Golf Phuket had happened. He actually watched me slam a ball off the sort of like the fake tee into the Laguna to try and get the pitch it onto the little floating green there. And as I hit it, it clacked to it and he went, "That's the sound of a really bad shot." I was like, "All right, mate, chill out."
That's probably a good shot for you, wasn't it? It was one of your best.
Thanks, sir. You know, like, I was like, but no, it's really good. So This is going on. So that's for the junior golfers, and there's different prices, of course. This is for if there is members of Laguna, yeah?
Yeah, there's special deals. I mean, we want kids to travel in from all over the place. We normally get quite a good following. So there's special deals available at the hotel. I mean, Laguna have done a great job organising everything as normal. So those that are coming out, that's $5,950, you know, plus if they want a special rate at the hotel, they can contact Laguna.
And I guess that's for like mums and dads.
Yeah, mums, dads, families, kids, they can have a good time on the beach while we're all out playing. And, you know, it's always a great event. And then for the members, it's obviously cheaper. They get a members rate at $2,950. And like I said, we've got an age this year for the under 12s, which we don't normally have.
Excellent. So this is new this year.
Yeah, we're developing a real load of kids on the island. I think all the academies in Phuket are doing such a good job. At the school, we're developing kids in sport, which is great. And we want to give the young ones a chance to get some experience a big event, and get out and play with us. So if kids are younger out there that think it might be too much for them, don't worry about it. Come and play. You know, come and enjoy the day and we'll look after them, and hopefully we can get a few more younger kids out there playing.
That's brilliant. So is that going to be a little sideline competition during the whole event? Is it going to be sort of like, is it going to be sort of like there is going to be a little competition for them as well?
That's right, yeah. We're going to have a grassroots comp for the under 12. So we'll set up the right tees for them. So it's not so demanding, and they can get out, enjoy it, have some fun. They can't actually win the Faldo event, but they'll have their own separate event. But they are part of the whole tournament, so it'll be a great experience.
Excellent. And is that on the actual all the days, or is it just one off, or is it?
It's 2 days, yeah. So both days, yeah. Right. So there's a practice day on the 11th, then it's the 12th and 13th, the tournament days.
Right. Okay. Got that.
It'll be nice and early, so it won't be so hot. People will get out there and enjoy it. And if anybody else on the island wants to come and watch some good kids play, there's some good players playing, come along and come and join us.
Excellent.
Come and have a social event as well.
And as you said, you've got the afternoon to come and talk to me here, because your kids, who you've been sort of training up, but what will they be doing now, Ollie?
Well, I hope they're not listening to us. I hope they're out practicing, because they've been a bit lazy lately, but they're all doing really well. It's great. It's great. General golf in Thailand's in a very good state. And what we're doing is just part of that. We're getting more kids playing, more kids enjoying it. And that's what it's all about.
It is. It's a fantastic game. It is a truly beautiful game. It's one that I've always been very fond of. That might be a nice test, actually. When you get back, you could sort of say, "Hey, did you hear what I said about the BISP? And like, if someone goes like, yeah, we did. Why were you listening? Why weren't you out there?
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
Then they'll probably be like, I was listening in my earphones, like, while I was doing it.
Well, let's hope they're out there working on it. But they all work pretty hard, to be fair. I think Laguna as well have been great support for us at the British school. We've combined this tournament together. We get tremendous support from Laguna. All our kids get really good membership deals there. All the tournaments we run there, and we get looked after there. Always great support and great service there. So, you know, it's really, really good, this event's there. You know what the golf course is like there. You've played there a few times.
Yeah, it's great. It's an all-round package, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so what do the juniors actually get from, so for the top spots on the championship?
Well, we were lucky a few years ago where both a couple of our kids at the school, two real superstars, Mark and Toy, that are both fantastic players. Toy went on and won the event here, the regional event. Then he went and won the Asian final, which was in Lan Co, Vietnam, another Laguna course.
Amazing.
Which really put him on the map. Some great players there as well. So I was at that event as well, so it was great for me to travel with him. And, you know, brilliant times when you're seeing kids that have come through the ranks in Phuket and going on and winning national events. It was awesome.
Oh, nothing better than seeing someone who you're cheering on actually get up there and hold the trophy. That's incredible.
That's great.
So that's what's going on again, is it? So it's like a regional and then it'll go on to...
Then it'll go on. Then, you know, the winners go on to... it's at Lan Co again. It was normally around about March time. So, and that's all expenses paid. So they go down there, they get looked after. Sir Nick Faldo's there himself. He really takes good care of everybody. He gives on a real lot of personal advice to all the kids. So he's really supportive of junior golf all over the world. So it's a great opportunity for kids to get out there, play, meet him, see what the best players in the world have done.
I know, and he's the real deal, isn't he? I mean, a bit of a background for anyone who doesn't know Nick Faldo.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was world number one. He's one of the best players that's ever played the game. I mean, he's six majors. How many worldwide wins? You know, I don't know, 60,
quite,
50?
Quite often.
A lot.
Quite often in
a lot
that
more
green,
than me.
Quite often in that green jacket, sort of enjoying that. Nice vibes. So fantastic. Yeah. This is going to be great, I'm sure. So just to run through again, to anyone who's listening, if you are a junior golfer in between the ages of 12 and 21, you do have to be holding a USGA. What's that, Ollie?
That's the handicap. So we do like to try and get kids that have got experience on the golf course. So if they have got a USGA handicap, that's really what we need for them to enter the event. If they haven't, they can contact us with maybe something else, and we might be able to work something out if it's an official handicap from somewhere else.
Yep.
But yeah, we do need to keep some kind of standard there as well.
Okay, and if they are listening now and thinking like, okay, I want to give that a go, I'd love to, you know, I love a nice golf championship, I'm within the age bracket, how do they get registered in?
For the tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can contact golf@lagunaphuket.com. You can contact myself at obates@bisphuket.ac.th, or just go into Laguna, into the pro shop there. They've got all the registration forms there. You can pay direct with Laguna, so it's pretty easy. It's all well organised, well set up. So fairly straightforward.
Amazing, Ollie. Amazing. Right, okay, so that's for all the kids who want to play in this year's third Faldo Series Thailand Championship South at Laguna Golf Phuket. And, of course, there's going to be serious vibes because it is, like, about getting the competition on and having a good challenge. So good luck to all the players. Good luck to all the team at Laguna Golf Phuket. I'm sure it's going to be a smashing day, or 3 days.
Yeah, hopefully, and hopefully we'll get good weather. I mean, you never know at this time of the year, but normally we'll find a way. Difficult conditions always make it a bit more challenging, so we'll see. I mean, there's some good players there, and I'm sure it'll be a great few days.
Nice one.